All right, welcome members. You're listening to the Night Watch podcast with Adam, and it's Monday night, the 24th of October, 2022, here in Sydney, Australia. I hope you guys are doing fine in fucking bizarre times. I tell you, it's absolutely crazy what's going on out there, man. But we move through and we work together to break it all down. Thank you so much for the members, for your ongoing support. To the members, for your ongoing support. Can't do it without you. Had a couple of cancellations lately some of the members finding it a bit hard with financially and stuff. But always contact me if this happens to you guys. That's completely fine. We can keep you logged in and then work something out where you can just put in a donate every now and then when you can. You know, I'd rather keep you guys as members. It's very hard to build a members base here. It's sometimes when you're going backwards, it's really tough, especially when you're looking at a couple hundred thousand people on the website a month and not one person signing up for $5. It's up against the wall, but it's okay, and we move forward, and it's going good, and I'm continuing here for the Night Watch podcast with Adam, and should be back for a podcast in the morning and a few this week anyway as we move forward, keeping busy and always lots to discuss and talk about. Everything's up on the website, crazfiles.com, of course. Enjoy, folks, and contact me anytime through the website. One thing I'm noticing, this year very strongly, is this putrid and disgusting, unbelievable. I don't have any words for this attack on our children. Not just with these jabs and what the CDC and the US and stuff are recommending it now to. They're gonna add these COVID injections, and there's more coming. There's new generation ones. These are so dangerous, they're going to add them to the childhood immunization schedule. This is going to happen in Australia too. And this will be part of being able to go to school and daycare and all this kind of stuff maybe, but really sick days, isn't it? I mean, we always knew that this predator-type system was after our children and wanted to kill us, you know? And now they're just openly admitting it. Now it's just right in your face. Incredible. Incredible. And I was just looking at an email here before from Mr. Klaus Schwab. A bit of information there with the chairman of the World Economic Forum. Confirming the new normal will be controlled by private unelected entities. Or what we know as the cable. It's always been that way, but now, because of your blind compliance, they have the balls to start telling you in plain sight. And that was a good email that came through, a good quote there. There's always been this control of our planet and this evil, but now, because people are just complying and they're so brain damaged and under mind control, now this system has the balls to come out and just do it right in front of your faces. Really is incredible. And just looking at an article here and some information from Binary, Australia was really incredible. We've covered this since I first started podcasting. We're talking about the schools and how these school children are under attack from this system, and how they're trying to get in there and sexually confuse them and all of this, safe schools and everything, but it's just all being rebranded and changed, and it's all going through. It's saturating, especially now into the high schools. This was a newsletter that went out and just says that there's an ever-increasing amount of parents who are very deeply concerned, and they're contacting these groups with about inappropriate sexualized assignments given to the children, to their children, during school. And sexually explicit, information in this. Many parents are getting furious about this, and we've put up videos from the US recently where they're bringing in these disgusting perverted drag queens into the schools to do dancing and all of this. Is absolutely sick. These people are disgusting. They fucking make me sick. And a lot of parents said that they wanted to remain anonymous for some reason, as fear of retribution by activist school staff who could severely harm their child's reputation and standing in the schools. So what we have is these extreme domestic terrorists who are working in schools now, and they're pushing this language and this whole agenda onto people's children. And then if the parents want to speak out or say anything, and then they're worried about these psycho lunatics who are working in there. So there's strength in numbers, and people have to band together, and we have to start breaking down the gates of these schools and telling them that this ain't going to happen, because it's happening fast, folks. Anyway, I will put this up on the website tonight, but this was really unbelievable from the same publication just a couple of days ago, 22nd or whatever of October. It says, warning, explicit content, sexual play promoted in Australian schools now. If you ever needed more proof of the indoctrination happening in Australian schools right now and the crusade of activists to sexualise children, look no further. Be warned, it will make you feel sick, but it is necessary to show people exactly what is being taught in some Australian schools. It shows there are few boundaries when it comes to what schools are prepared to allow. A 53-page sexually explicit script has been recommended by Australian high school students, for Australian high school students, described as for young people about young people to study and participate in. The play is called Cactus by Victorian playwright and actor Maddie Nunn, and depicts sexually explicit acts, mature themes, and sexualization of school children. It highlights the over-sexualized agenda of the activists who have found their way into our country's education systems. And this has been on the back of not just, it's been a lot of years, because I've been covering this since I started the podcast, Safe Schools and everything, but it's really come in on the back of COVID, and also the Biden administration really set this off, and the devils and the demons and the perverted scum are crawling out of the rock pools of hell. Now, the gates of hell have been opened and they're coming. Nunn won the Rebel Wilson Theatre Maker Scholarship in 2018 for the play, and was shortlisted for the Rodney Seaborn Playwrights Award. According to Cameron Woodhead from The Age, Cactus is a play for and about young people, centred around a premature dilemma. The work speaks to the contemporary concerns, fears and hopes of our young, using an eclectic performance style, including naturalism, magic, realism, disjointed time and character transformation. Cactus tackles the journey from childhood to adulthood with humor and nuance. Cactus brings life and the awkwardness of life and the vulnerability of adolescence through well-crafted and vital performances. This would be an ideal introduction to theater for schools. So this is what this is what's coming from the Age newspaper in Australia. So they're actually boasting about this and how it's a coming of age thing and how wonderful it is. However, reading the script, most parents would think this play is anything but the ideal introduction to theatre. So mainstream media newspapers in Australia pushing pedophilia and over-sexualized pornographic content onto school children. And it says here, reading sections of this play would make any parent feel sick and angry. Well, you know, with lines such as, "I had sex with a human penis, and then Kevin fingered Eliza in the bushes, and then one minute I had a gherkin in my mouth, and the next minute I had a dick." The play reads more like a pornographic book than a play for school students, yet this is what the bureaucrats in Australian education departments think is okay for your children to be studying at school. Year 10, 11 and 12 students are being subject to this filth in some schools. Think I am being too harsh? Have a look for yourself. So the play opens with a scene in the girls' bathroom at school with a character speaking about blood. Sticky blood everywhere. A girl considers taking a used pad from the garbage bin. The description is gross. I look around, a tampon wrapper on the floor, a purple hairband, the bin, the electronic bin in the corner of the cubicle. It's blinking. It's a lid ajar, kept open by half a pad sticking out the top. I mean, it doesn't look that used. I guess I could. No, what am I doing? Toilet paper. Toilet paper is your friend. Ugh, my undies will never be the same again. Tiny little elephants that were once grey are now red. Not red, brown red. It's even on my thighs. I try to rub the blood off with paper, but it just sticks to my skin. Toilet paper stuck to the blood on my fingertips. I wish I didn't chew my nails. I try to pick it off. It rips. I make it worse. It gets worse. Much worse. Remember this? Could be set for your child in Australian schools right now. These excerpts make me feel sick. I can't believe any school would expose children to this disgusting filth. We warned the content is graphic, explicit, and for adults only, yet it is being marketed to schools this way. Looking at the script, the language is not mild and the sexual references are not either. The recommendations continue. Curriculum links, the arts, drama, the arts and theatre studies, the arts, visual communication, design, English capabilities and personal and social. Please note, councils, venues and community presenters are welcome to book through the arts and education program. Contact the team. Now, if you dare, have a look at some of the material from this script. Let's zoom it up here. These are girls talking, so Abby and all this kind of stuff. Okay, that's fucked. I give up. What does follow your passion even mean? Follow something you have intense emotion about. I think they say follow your curiosity. Mr. Lee was like, look at what your community needs and then fill that hole. He can fill my hole. Shh. He put his dick in a glass test tube and then his dick expanded so his skin suctioned tight to the walls of the test tube and then it went purple. And then he had to waddle all the way from level 1 to the science staff room to tell Miss Hall that he needed to go to the hospital because the test tube was like suffocating his dick. Did you see it? I wish. He was bragging about it when I walked past sick bay looking for you. He's not even smart enough to be embarrassed. He's so dumb. Imagine if it shattered. Imagine if he got a boner while it was in there and it shattered on his dick. But is your surgeon hot? She's kind of old, but yeah, sort of, for an older woman. Well, my cousin's boyfriend is an anesthetist, and he is hands down the hottest person I've ever met. Once I had to remove myself from his presence because I thought I was going to faint from his charisma. If he had even smiled at me, I would have come on the floor. So hopefully you have him. And then Kevin fingered Eliza in the bushes while he was still wearing all his rings. I would die before letting Kevin and his ring fingers touch me. He definitely doesn't buy sterling silver, and cheap jewelry turns the ear skin green. So imagine what it does to the vagina skin. He probably gave her an STI. He probably created his own strain of STI. My groin is open at the back. My gown is open at the back. I think everyone can see my ass. My butt. I always thought bleaching and waxing your asshole was stupid, but hospitals should really offer it as a pre-surgery service because it's a violation. But you should totally flaunt it to all the cute grads. Oh my God, what? The way we're talking about this, we're talking about it like it's, I don't want kids, so it doesn't matter anymore. I don't want kids, so it doesn't matter anymore. Yeah, 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 of course, kids are cunts. I'm not kidding, folks. This is unbelievable. And they legit eat your brain, like baby brain is a real thing. The baby eats it, eats your gray matter. That's why they don't let new mothers drive. Yes, apparently when Miss Kim was doing that TV interview about community engagement or whatever, in the far background, you can see him jack squatting on the bubbler basin, pants around his ankles, just, you know, doing it, pooing in the bubbler. Amazing, isn't it? Apparently, it's airing tonight and he's going to go viral. I wonder if they'll blur his face. I wonder if they'll blur his butt. It'll probably make him furious. I'd so watch him on reality TV. Same. I did it. What? I had sex with a human penis. Seriously, am I glowing? Then one minute I had a gherkin in my mouth and the next minute I had a dick. Oh my God. And then we were taken by the moment and then it was over and I wasn't a virgin anymore. But it's what you wanted, right? So what I wanted, what about the sand? It was a bit grindy and a little chafy and I keep finding sand in weird places, but it added to this raunchy lust we had going on. Plus it was so romantic. Did you use a... Yeah, he had a condom in his wallet that he'd been saving for me. Strawberry. That's nice. So nice. Was it good? So good, I mean short but good. The sex or his... No, the sex. His dick was big. Did you use a lube? No, but we didn't need it. Wait, when you say short, how short? I don't know. It's hard to tell in the moment. So when you touched it, what was it like? It was like one of those fancy rice paper rolls your mum gets if you froze it and then half defrosted it. So it's hard in the middle but soft on the outside, but still hard overall. And then you loosely wrapped it in another layer of very soft, very warm rice paper. And then imagine holding it in one hand and there's a little bit of clear sauce leaking out of the top. It's like that. Oh, right. My thighs, if I tried, I don't. We kiss for what feels like forever. I feel like I'm in a movie. I'm using all my strength not to scratch the shit out of my nipples. Everyone tells you how sexy lace is, but no one tells you how itchy or expensive it is. He's squeezing my boobs like they're sponges. It's weird, but it kind of relieves the itch. You still want to do this? Yes. Enthusiastically. I wouldn't be here if I didn't. In sync, we quickly undress. He has a sort of gross desperation on his face. I'm not sure what's on mine. We start kissing again, but this time it's faster and messier, and I've ended up underneath. His breath is kind of hot on my neck. His hands crawl down my body, and then his fingernail clips the top of my scar. I look up at the ceiling. It's covered in glow-in-the-dark spaceship stickers. I can feel his leg hair on mine. I start to wrap my legs around his back when he finishes. And then, you know, Latchy, sorry, Abby, it's over. Sorry that was so quick. Sorry I couldn't. And this goes on. So if you made it this far, you probably feel disgusted and sad. There is no way I would describe these excerpts as mild, coarse language or sexual references alluded to. Yet this play and script are being marketed to schools for underage students to study, act, and engage with. It is a clear example of the activist crusade to indoctrinate children and pave the way for their overly sexualized ideology, to groom them. And forget the classics like Shakespeare and the Diary of Anne Frank or Jane Austen. Now the trendy thing to do is expose children to sexually explicit, foul-mouthed, shallow characters obsessed with sex. If you have children or grandchildren, it would be very worthwhile to send an email to your school and let them know this content or similar is completely unacceptable for any child. Yeah. Unbelievable. I was just looking at Enid Blyton books that we read our child since she was pretty young. You know, The Famous Five, The Magic Faraway Tree, Summer Stories, The Wishing Chair, you know, The Secret Seven. We've been reading my little one that, and she just loves them. I think she's read almost every book. I'm not kidding either. I just can't believe it. We have just piles and piles and piles of those books. The Island of Adventure, The Valley of Adventure, The Sea of Adventure, and all these, especially the Secret Seven, which is like these school kids who have a secret group to solve mysteries, and they have their own tree houses and things where they meet up and they go and solve all these mysteries. And if you read these books, they're just unbelievable, like what these kids do and how smart they are and how they survive and what they know and everything. And we get all these really, really old books. Like, I don't buy any Disney stuff, and I don't buy any new book. The new books are just horrible. They're just horrible. They're so bad now. We get old, like, kind of the novels for kids, you know, that you can read through, with all the stories, just all from way, way back. And I look at this now, and I just, I'll see if I can get this lady on that runs this website, and there's lots of things on here. Tell Daniel Andrews, get your trans target off our toddlers. Woke bureaucrats and politicians like Dan Andrews keep targeting our young children with transgender lies. Now they've set their sights on brainwashing toddlers and preschoolers. No kidding, folks. They want to teach kids as young as 4 years old that they can choose to be a boy or a girl, or better still, somewhere in between. It's threatening children's mental health. It's threatening family units. It's threatening our communities. These people are fucking... these people are psychopathic pedophiles. They're fucking scum. This is absolutely sick. Daniel Andrews is placing radical gender ideology in preschool curriculums in Victoria to teach this transgender sick content. And then now what he's wanting to do is go beyond safe schools and bring in the drag queen story hour, what they're doing in US schools, and then the genderbread man. This is what's going on. And so this is being cooked up by education bureaucrats, and it will be rolled across the entire country. And I'll cover some more. I'll cover some more of this later. But I just can't believe what's going on. I think it's going to get just so bad. This one from the Independent Sentinel. Children as young as 13 are getting gender-transforming surgeries. The media and politicians have taken sides on the issue of gender-transforming surgeries for teens. They are politicizing the issue without the proper data. They like to say children aren't getting these surgeries, but they are. GoFundMe currently lists 42,000 young people looking for TOP surgery, gender-affirming surgery. Look at their photos on the link. Are they getting the proper care and treatment before making these decisions? Top surgery is a gender-affirming surgery for transgender men and non-binary individuals that creates a masculine chest, also known as FTM top surgery. The procedure involves breast removal, which is mastectomy, of course, and male chest contouring, and may also include free nipple grafts or nipple resizing and repositioning. Lisa Sellen Davis, writing on Substack, the AMA and the AAP and loads of other medical and psychological associations, not to mention the President, Biden, have endorsed these medical interventions for young people with gender dysphoria. Despite the fact that multiple other countries have abandoned or pulled back on them in the past 2 years, but not Australia. Not Australia. They are going for the throat of our children because we are putting up with it. Not me and not our listeners, but a lot of the people. They're just fucking stunned mullets. They're standing there in fucking limbo while this is taking place, and you're going to get wiped out if you don't do something about these fucking disgusting pedophiles who are grooming your children. And do it quick. You know, if I had a kid in school or a girl in school and I heard about this stuff, I would get my baseball bat. I've got it right here now. It's an aluminium baseball bat. It's really nice. It's a nice one. And I will take it down there and I will smash heads and smash desks and computers. Fuck these people and fuck their schools. Fuck all of them. They're a bunch of scum. And if these teachers don't stand up to this system as well and stand with the parents and they allow themselves to be indoctrinated into this and they start teaching this in classrooms, then they are the scum of this earth. Miss Davis is continually told that children don't get these gender surgeries. It's not true. They get them as young as 13 years old. The story of Grace. Grace went through a mastectomy as a teen after being convinced it would make her happy, and it didn't. She had the surgery reversed. 60 Minutes ran a segment on her case titled Detransitioners. And she tweets about her devastating experience. She was recently interviewed by Lisa Sellen Davis for an article about kids getting gender surgeries. Oh my God. While she was 18 at the time, she did not have the proper counselling. Many who are younger than Grace have had the surgery. I was looking at there was a documentary on the other night that interests me, and it was pretty amazing they showed it, but it was about the pornographic industry now, and how, I don't have it in front of me, and I don't know where it went, but I was just watching this, it was really crazy, and I think the French girl that was doing the doco was in the industry, and now she wants to expose it. It was really different because, you know, you don't see this. I haven't seen this before. And it was really interesting to see what's going on, because the traditional pornographic industry, like you see back in the day, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s and stuff, which was actually an industry, say, if you look at Silicon Valley and stuff. And they were sort of like, it was like a tight sort of thing. So you had male porno stars and female porno stars, and the male guys were just as popular, you know, throughout history. But now it's all gone digital and everything, you know, the video cassettes and the DVDs have all been pushed out. And now what's happened is they've got these Pornhub and like, they got these like, you know, PornTube. Internet sites that are free now, and what they do is they suck all the material out from all the people making it, and they put it up for free on all these tube sites, RedTube, Pornhub, all these, just heaps of them, and some weird, creepy German guy with glasses that looks like Bono. He bought like all these, I don't know his name, maybe you guys know, but I was watching it. He bought all these two porno sites. He bought them all and he went to America and just told the porno industry there like what his plans are. It was really crazy. And you're like, where the hell did this guy get this money? Who's this guy? And then he got done for all this tax problems and stuff like that. And then these other people came in and bought the bought all of this, the whole thing. So pretty much all this porno that people are watching online for free now and all the kids are watching, it's all owned by these few people. It's a company in Canada, run out of Canada, something to do with a geek. Anyway, I was watching it, geek something, but anyway, one of the guys is a Goldman Sachs dude. He's Jewish too, he's a fucking Jew. One of the guys that bought this is a Goldman Sachs banker, and then watch what this documentary was getting into is that the porno industry and these people, like the whole thing is being bought up and also funded by Wall Street Jewish bankers. we know that Jews pretty much, you know, very much control the pornographic industry. We've talked about it so much on the podcast, and I think Janice will be on tomorrow if you want me to ask her, and she can show you, she can tell you, because she started it more than anyone. But this was really interesting. Porno industry controlled and funded by Wall Street Jewish bankers. So, you know, it's really good. And it was really interesting to watch this because everyone's getting fleeced. Like, so all these young girls are going into this porno, making the porno movies. They're getting paid peanuts compared to what the stars used to get paid in the adult industry, as they call it, years and years back. Now they're getting paid nothing, but it's more violent now, and they push for violence in these films. And they were talking to these girls who were saying this, that they're going into these sets. Basically, stupid young girls, pretty young girls, are going into these into this industry and signing these contracts that they're going to have sex on a porno set with this guy or whatever, and then these guys are coming in and they're basically getting gang raped on film, and they're filming it, and that film, these girls can't get it taken down. So there's heaps of these women trying to sue and take this Pornhub and stuff to court because they've put up stuff illegally, and they didn't sign up for this, but they signed contracts, I guess, you know. And we've heard a lot about this, but one thing we do know is that the whole industry and what young people are being exposed to now is extremely serious stuff, man. This is violent rape. And if you look at a lot of it, these guys are probably Mexican gangbangers out of jail or whatever. They all got skulls and grim reapers all over their arms, and they're violently raping these young girls on camera now. This is what the industry's up to. And also, she was talking about in Times Square in New York, in Times Square, Pornhub put a big, massive display up, you know, a neon sign up saying Pornhub, love is love, you know, with a love heart. And they were basically saying in the documentary that you can't do that unless you have massive connections. And then when you look at it, Wall Street bankers, Goldman Sachs, Jewish bankers funding this, this filthy, disgusting, hateful content. It's vile debauchery on steroids, and they're funding this. And you know what? Young kids are watching this on their phones. They're watching it now. They're watching it. There's no way, really, it's so hard for parents to stop them, because just a couple of presses and they're in there. Anyway, I go off target, but that was a pretty interesting documentary to, this is something that needs to be exposed and brought down. We know Jews use pornography as a weapon against white Christian the white Christian family unit, you know, as a payback, as to cripple it. We know that Jewish army and military used pornography against Palestinian families, pumped it into their homes as a weapon. So we know that Jews use porno as a weapon against society, and this is what it is, unfortunately. And it was really sad watching this, because there was this house where this girl lived, and these girls get taken there and they live there, and then they get sent to these movie sets. There's this disgusting, filthy scum. He's an Italian porn star. He's Rocco, Rocco something. He does these gang rape things, and he's been investigated by police a bunch of times for violence and stuff like that. You know, this guy's gang raping and young girls on camera. Now he's going into Europe. He's going into these countries in Europe that are having problems, that have a lot of beautiful young women. You know. Latvia, and these kinds of countries, and he's drawing them in and raping them on camera. You know, it's really disgusting, paying them peanuts. And these guys that were in there were just atrocious, what they were talking about. They have no respect for anyone, just gross people. And these young girls were coming back at the end of the night. They couldn't even walk. They were talking about how violent it was, that they weren't told of anything. So this is what's happening. And apparently, according to some of these girls and some of these people in the industry and people who are in the old school porno industry in the US, they're saying that they're being snuffed out and pushed out as these new players come in. And it's all about violence now and everything. It's really crazy. And they're... it's a really brutal industry, and they're pushing, mass gang rape kind of violence against women. And if young people are watching this, and young people are being taught this kind of stuff that I'm reading tonight in public schools and primary schools and high schools, my fucking God, we're in trouble. Oh, boy. And you can see what they're doing. Anyway, I was reading this article about the young girls getting surgeries, and these girls, 18 at the time, they never were offered any proper counselling, and many who are younger than Grace have had surgeries. Look at the charts. They are getting the surgery as young as 13, and they aren't getting the surgery nearly as much once they mature. It comes from a study by JAMA Pediatrics. There is no data on the effects. Tragically, there is no data documenting the effects of chest surgery on minors. Chest surgery. Gender dysphoria is a real thing, and it's treated very casually by schools, companies like Disney, and some parents. It's so casual that easily manipulated preschoolers and children in early grades are being told it's normal and it's not a mental issue that needs treatment. They tell children changing genders is a choice. I just feel so foolish, Grace said to me. We were sitting in a Greenwich Village diner, commiserating over how we'd both been duped, or allowed ourselves to be duped, by the gender culture wars. The gender culture war, and that's on Twitter. Really sad, huh? Some doctors are making a lot of money from the surgeries as well, and are advising, advertising, like Grace's surgeon, Dr. Sidba Gallagher. The surgeon that did this girl's surgery is advertising on TikTok. She loves talking about it. These people are demonics, like demonically possessed, or under some kind of mind control. These surgeons. This is really weird, isn't it? Maybe I'll talk to Janice about this article as well in the morning. The media picked a side without much information. As Mrs. Davis writes, unless the media is reading, Jesse Singal, Wesley Yang, Helen Joyce, Common Sense, Kathleen Stock, Abigail Schreer, there others? If so, please, in the comments below, or are seeking information from groups like GenSpect, Segem, ReIME, they are only getting a tiny silver of the story about the science of gender-affirming care for kids. The media and Joe Biden have picked a side and are pushing it. Biden's pushing for puberty blockers for preteens, not knowing what the effects are. The media needs to stop taking sides in this and look at the broadly. Well, they won't. They should be encouraging research before they pick a side. They politicize this serious medical issue and are helping to harm children. What a sicko. But he's just a scumbag, a putrid scumbag, pedophile, compromised shitbag. You know, that's all he is. He isn't anything. What a nightmare. And probably don't know if some of the new members, you heard our podcast going back through the years talking about the safe school programs and the Marxist Ros Ward and these sicko pedos that were in the schools. They had this, people like Mark Latham knows a lot about this and stood up for it. That's why they forced him out of Maine politics, but he's with One Nation now. But Mark Latham is one guy who really... knows a lot about safe schools and fought this tooth and nail, you know. And, you know, I was posting so much and doing so many podcasts about safe schools and what they were doing at the time, because there was a period where it was actually spreading all around Australia and it was so sick, you know. I remember reading out articles where they were into preschools and daycares getting, like, bought kids to dress up, like boys to dress up as girls and put makeup on and all this kind of stuff. There was a lot of material going to the primary schools, and there was it was material about poofters in their 40s, mid-40s, raving poofters out fucking each other in the ass every Saturday night. And this was the material that girls were being shown and young boys were being shown in primary school in the middle of the day. And this was actually something I brought up because it was in a local newspaper that we used to get around here on the northern beaches of Sydney. And these schoolgirls took photos on their phone because they said they were in school in the middle of the day and they got this material that was talking about poofters in their 40s bumming each other and having all this promiscuous bumming sex. And they thought that this was disgusting, and they took photos and they showed their parents, and the parents were horrified. This is what the teachers were slipping in the middle of the day. I'm not kidding. It was in the papers, in the newspapers here. I saw it. It's incredible, you know. We found a lot of this. And I noticed a lot was about, these poofs, having unprotected anal sex with each other, and this is what they're giving kids. I'm not kidding, folks. I'm not kidding. You think I'm joking? I'm not joking. This is what was all documented. And the safe school stuff got so bad and so putrid and so sick that it eventually just, with the pressure of the parents and even the media, had to act, and they went, and it went down, but it didn't go away. It went away into the darkness, but now they're bringing it back even worse to make our children pay for what we did. And they just got different names under different umbrellas, you know what I mean? The only person in Australia that really championed safe schools, like really promoted it and kept it going in his state and totally normalized it, was Daniel Andrews. Daniel Andrews, Dictator Dan, completely championed safe schools in Victoria. 150%. And he kept the light of safe schools going, and now he's taking it beyond. Now he's taking it beyond what it even originally was. Yeah, and anyway, you know, I looked at it all. If you go on the Kras Files website, and you type in safe schools, you'll get a lot of that and read through it and what they were doing. And was it George Christensen? George Christensen, is he with One Nation now? He got up and did a famous speech in Parliament about what this curriculum was teaching our kids. Well, not my kid in school, but, you know, Australian children. And he went through it. Did you guys see that? The George Christensen one in Australian Parliament? When he was the senator there, he was openly discussing that. And that went viral everywhere. And a lot of people watched that. And he openly discussed all of this stuff, what I'm talking about now. we're in dark times with this. This is where they're getting us, getting the kids. One thing that's good, you know, we've been and seen. I went and visited a bush school on a properties. You know, where there's no uniform and everything, and it's just all back to nature kind of stuff. And I think teachers that don't want to work in the traditional system, it was really cool. There was a similar sort of bush school, but it had more of a Christian theme. So they do bit of Bible study and stuff, which is fine, but no technology and no uniform, no technology, and none of the modern sort of teaching. It's and from what I looked at, what they do and the curriculum, how it's done, it's really good. So there are these options for parents, but these can cost, you know, about 10 grand a year, or some a bit less. It just depends. And I would tell people, be very wary of Steiner schools as well. I've just spoken to some mums recently who had terrible problems with these Steiner places. Basically, their kids were bullied and picked on and in these schools. And then when they pulled the schools out, these Steiner schools kept taking their money and said that they owed them all these thousands of dollars and threatened them and all of this. Terrible experience. And also, I've seen direct information showing LGBTQ plus, you know, propaganda being taught in Steiner schools. So don't waste your money on this. It's been compromised. What I'm talking about is you know, bush schools, and I've seen a few around that are very, very small, and there's actually a few that only take a certain amount of kids. They're really, really, really small. They're on, you know, like 5 or 10 acres or whatever, and they do this, some of these places, and I think we're going to get more of this as well, and people doing it from home, people homeschooling. This great homeschool community, we do it here, and we meet up every day with people, and we do bushwalks, we take the kids out all the time, you know, and we do a lot of craft and reading, and then you hook up with other folks who are doing homeschooling, and we go to the beaches and we go around and meet up and have lunch and all of this, you know. The other day we were out, I was teaching the kids how to make a fire and all of this, and hands-on kind of stuff, getting dirty, you know, being kids and having fun, and and you look at this sexually explicit stuff they're pushing in public schools, and I've said that before, like some of these bush type schools, they're kind of like the public schools I went to when I was a kid, you know. I noticed some public schools around here over the years there was a lot of trees and that were really open, and you know, if you're a parent, you could just walk through and chat and pick them up, and now they're all changed. Now they're all really high tech, and there's a lot of technology in them, and they're also there's also the 5G towers around the schools, which are obviously for a reason. And the schools all have these sharp bars up everywhere. The teachers are weird. They're changed. It's just got really creepy to me. I don't like them. Growing up in Australia was kind of fun, you know. I mean, I remember going to primary school and it was just crazy. It was like this big open place with lots of trees and huge trees and bush around, and you could be a kid. And now it's like all they're locking the parents out more now, you know, so they can't really get in or see in, and there's a lot more technology involved, and I'm just wondering what's going on in there in the day. And of course, yeah, as we know, teachers themselves, if they go against this system or have their own ideas, you know, they get cast away as well, cast out of this system. You know, this is what's going on. Unfortunately, we have to get back to that kind of parents and teachers, parents being involved in the school and forcing what they want through, and if this kind of stuff's going on or it gets exposed, parents need to get really pissed off. I mean, we can't allow this schools to take this kind of charge and power over our kids, because what they're doing now is they want to manipulate children in school in the day and get them to maybe sign something or think that you don't need your parents' consent to do these kind of sick things that we push. But, you know, definitely a lot of teachers are being rebranded, if you will, or re-educated with this new system. The gates of hell are really opened, and it's certainly opened after this COVID scam, I tell you. So the COVID scam isn't just about some fucking fake virus and the global warming nutters and all of this stuff. It's also about this, because as we've been saying over and over and over again, people's children's genitals need to go on this sick chopping block to smash them to pieces and cut them off. They need to confuse children sexually, because they need to do away with all of this. Transhumanism doesn't, you don't need this anymore. It's all going to be done differently, you know what I mean? So, you know, our proper human sexuality and our feelings and our complicated feelings and emotions and love and heart center and soul and all this stuff, it needs to be done away with. It needs to be flushed down the toilet. And all of the and this is gearing people up for the transhuman agenda, you know, and that's what they're turning our children into, robots. And you can see, the stuff that I was reading through before in that paperwork and that play. I mean, this is the thing, and the mainstream media are trying to tell you that this is really important. And this is all part of kids learning who they are growing up in school and everything. What the hell? And you sort of think to yourself, who's writing that material to introduce that into the high school and primary school curriculums? Like, who's behind that? Who's writing that? I mean, these are really, really sick people. I mean, that's demented. What I was reading out before, that's demented. I mean, that is absolutely fucking sick beyond words. It's really crazy. And I watched another documentary recently on TikTok with all these influencers getting plastic surgery and destroying their bodies, you know, and they're trying to get children and teenagers to harm themselves or commit suicide, all of this. All this weird stuff going on in here, and I've been talking to parents recently. They said it's just they are having a nightmare of a time trying to get these kids away from TikTok. And once they go on it, they're like addicts. It's it's like a drug. And they're using it behind their backs. Every day I'm out, especially around 9 a.m. or 8:30 or after 3 p.m., you see these students everywhere now walking home. When I used to walk home from school, we were like crazy. Remember, if you're in Australia, do you remember firecracker night? I used to go up the shops and buy like bags of firecrackers and explode them. I used to go to, soccer training and just run around wild. And now when I drive around and I see these kids leaving school on the main roads and walking to the bus stops and walking around, they're all on iPhones. They're on TikTok and all these places, you know. And they're being mind controlled. And that's what I said. The devil's in the detail. The devil is in the technology. Whatever the devil is, whatever this is, it's in the technology, and that's how it's going to get to people and our children. That's how it's going to worm in. It's using technology to break us and bring us down and destroy us. Our obsession with technology, and that we become addicted to it, and then it's got you, and then it destroys you from the inside out. And amazing seeing how many kids now are just everywhere with these phones. It's really, really sad, you know. It's like, God, when I left school, I was just on my bike. I was just running to the park. I was going for a surf. Didn't have to worry about that phone. You know what I mean? Didn't have it. We just had a home phone. Didn't have any of that. It was so good. It was so good not having these iPhones and these. Oh boy, what a change in history, huh? These fucking things. They're just everywhere. People are obsessed with them. Almost every kid leaving school's got their hands wrapped around these things now. It's really, really sad. You see these primary school students out front of the school in the afternoon waiting to be picked up by their parents, and they're just hunched over looking in these phones. It's just, and they're not doing anything important on the phone. Like, they're not, I've just got to quickly text mum or dad and then put it away. They're just playing games and on TikTok. It's just fucking rubbish. That's the problem. It's not like you've got that phone and you use it when you really need to and then you put it away. You know, which means that I am going to be in control of the technology. I'm going to be in control of that. I'm not going to let it control me. But they're just on it, and the stuff they're looking at, it's just social media and TikTok is just fucking rubbish. And we've all got to cop this 5G technology coming in, because supposedly all these teenagers want faster downloading speeds of all this shit. You know? It's really crazy. I really get shocked now. And if you haven't noticed it, take a look. Maybe if you're in the country or you're in areas where you don't see that too much, but around the cities and stuff, it's really crazy. It's really bad now. Almost every single school child, especially the girls, and the prettier they are, like the prettier the girls are, the worse they are with these phones, because the higher their social status needs are. And they don't get off them. You know what I mean? They just don't get off them. They live on them. Every second of their day, of their lives, are on those phones. I just want to scream at them. It's insane. I can't believe it. And this TikTok stuff, man, you want to, the devil's in there, man, I'll tell you. It's mind control on a massive, massive scale. Massive scale. So it's just incredible. Incredible, man. And if parents allow their kids to be this way, then your kids are being stalked. Your kids are being stalked. And just because it's a phone or it's technology, you think that can't happen? You're living in a dream world, man. Unbelievable days. Unbelievable days. Non-stop rain here in Sydney. non-stop rain anyway. We move forward. Thanks for listening tonight, guys. Let me know if the new portal is working for you guys as well. Your billing settings. You'll see it when you're logged into the website, and it's also in the blue members drop-down menu. You just see billing settings. You can change your details in there and your credit card details, and you can delete your account and stuff like that. Just make sure you're getting those codes when you log in with your. Make sure you use your email that you use for this website, the CRAS files, and make sure you get. If you're not getting those codes, let us know. It could be just a cookies issue, like a clean up your cache, clean out your history, and refresh your browser, and then try. That usually works when people can't log into the website. That just sometimes happens. But it should work. It's a billing settings, so you can see all your billing settings in there with Stripe. It's all your accounts is in there, and how much you've paid, and when's your next bill for the $5 Australian a month here. And you can delete your account. Hopefully you don't need to, but you can do that there. And also you can change your card details. So check that out. And if you don't get your code, just shoot me an email. So I'm not getting the code. So I need to look at that as well. But it seems to be working. That's the latest edition there. But everything running normal for tonight, Monday the 24th. As I said, I'll be back in the morning, I'm pretty sure, with Janice Barcelo. We're just going to wing it and see where we go. Janice is awesome. So got a few podcasts coming up this week, I'm pretty sure. And the next couple of weeks are going to be quite busy. And I'll be doing this when I can. And get into the members area and have a look at all the info going up there. Get in the chat room, have a chat, and we're over on Telegram. Everything's connected. I don't want to depress anyone tonight. Sorry, I'm just going through incredible stuff. I just can't believe what's happening in our schools. But what else would we expect from Rockefeller schools? You know, Rockefeller schools. I mean, would you expect anything else from the public schooling system? Really? You know, I mean, but this is taking it to another level, isn't it? This should terrify any parent who has kids in public schools. Listening to what I just said, and I'll put the article up to get to share it out there. Of course, I just wanted to read through it first. It's unbelievable. There's going to be a lot of this coming out. All right, take care, folks. Chat again soon.